response.
Is your business struggling to be seen, not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.
We'll get started on Tech Talk at about 3:15 today. By the way, Doug will join us. And if you want to visit with Doug and visit about your computer, hardware, software, whatever, 651-461-9226. 651-461-9226 is the number on the program. So Doug will join us shortly. So get your calls and texts ready. If you call in, you'll visit with Lindsey Brown in the studio. If you text, that'll come right into the studio and we'll get you on the air on Tech Talk momentarily. Lindsey, welcome back. What a big adventure down under. How did it go?
Oh, it was quite the adventure, Steve. I went to Australia. I started up in Queensland in the northeast part of the country. And then by the time our 2 weeks were done, we were flying out of Melbourne Airport, which is more like directly south, southwest. So we were touching the ocean that was touching Antarctica by the end of it. But I learned something, Steve. There are two ways to go out and about in the world. There is vacation and then there is trip. I was on a trip and it was one of the greatest trips in my life. There wasn't a lot of sitting. There wasn't a lot of time to read the book, but We saw Sarah's family are the biggest animal lovers I think I've ever met. Like, I love animals, but I'm a really big fan of like crocodiles and sharks. Like, I have my few koalas I've loved since I was very young. They want to see every slug. They want to see every spider. And so most of our days, of which only three of them that they had scheduled hotels for, otherwise we were figuring it out pretty much on the go, were, you know, we're going to go snorkeling in the Great Barrier Reef. And then that same night, we're going to go on a night tour where we get to see these giant spiders and the fungi that lights up on the floor if you let your eyes adjust for long enough. And then I'll tell you what, up in the Daintree where we were doing that, the rainforest, Steve, the most I've ever sweat in my life. And I played college athletics. I have never been more uncomfortable in humidity than when I was up there. Ooh. But just in terms of what we got to see, what we got to experience, the people that we talked to, it was worth every aspect of discomfort. But it was amazing. We got to see so many animals like live in the flesh in their natural habitat, not just at a zoo or a conservatory or observatory or whatever you call their places. Like, I got to see a platypus swimming in a river.
Wow. Now, how are the flights? I mean, super long.
Boy.
I mean, that just, I was on a long flight from the cities to Anchorage way back in the day and then Anchorage back to the cities. And I felt like that was my limit. It's like I needed to get out of the plane. And a flight down under is like, what, two times that, three times that? And you had to be on the plane for what? Most of a day.
Yeah, you pretty much dedicate, you know, a full day to travel, because when you go to Australia too, you go forward ahead a day because they're closer to that time shift. And then when you travel back, so we got to live like two Sundays in a row, which was great. The longest, most painful flight we had was the flight from here to LAX. I don't know what it was about those 3 hours, but they were excruciating. The 15 hours to get from LAX to Brisbane, I mean, it sucks. You're really uncomfortable. I don't travel all
15 hours.
I gotta think it's tough for you to be in a plane because you're a pretty big dude. Like, you're tall. There's not a lot of leg room. Once you tell me I only have this much room to move in, my body automatically rebels. And so I've been able to figure out that it's more chewable when I can sleep for like 5 or 6 hours. If I can do that, I can waste a whole day watching movies that I've skipped otherwise, because Delta has a great catalog that you can choose from. So it was, the flights are tough. I'm not a huge fan of all the food service and all the little things, but you know what? The fact that we're flying in a metal tube across the world and then you just like wake up, even if it's a whole day of travel, like when we were coming back, I was like, I can't believe it only took us, you know, this long to get back to the States. Because 100 years ago, Steve, you're taking a boat and you're probably getting scurvy.
Yeah, it is a long journey by boat. Mm-hmm. Now that is amazing. Well, welcome back.
Thank you.
Glad it was good. We'll carve out more time later in the show to talk about Lindsay's adventure. And by the way, on our brand new feature, Following the Weather at 5:30, Read and React, I'm going to dedicate all of my questions, all three to Lindsay, to her trip. But she doesn't know what those are.
Ooh.
So, yeah. So, that's the only clue I'm going to give you about Read and React today is all three for Lindsay are trip down under related.
Excellent.
So we'll do that a little bit later on in the program. Hey, Doug is standing by, and if you want to visit with Doug about your computer, there's certainly some big news. Anthropic. And maybe you've heard of the AI tool Claude. Well, Anthropic and Claude were a big part of what the government and the Department of Defense did. And they had a huge falling out on Friday. And we're going to talk more about AI because it is rapidly becoming a bigger and bigger part of our world. And there is more talk about what AI is going to mean for the world as we know it. But we're going to get into this in particular. And what Anthropic said about the use of their AI tool and the fact that they have set up guardrails and guidelines that they don't want it used for certain things. And the Department of Defense said we can use it for whatever we want. And now there's a big battle, and I boiled it down to, I think, the Cliff Notes version, if you will. So we'll get into that with Doug and more coming up in a moment here on News Talk 830-WCCO.
Hey, it's Jen Hatmaker. Here's what I've learned in midlife. Joy isn't the reward you earn after all the work is done. Joy is the work. That's what this new series on For the Love is all about. The sacred, yes. It's choosing delight, rest, and pleasure on purpose. Because saying yes to yourself, that's the thing that finally lets you fill your table with everybody else. Come find your sacred yes with me. Follow and listen to For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, we are underway. It is Tech Talk with Doug. And if you want to visit with Doug about your computer, hardware, software, whatever, feel free to call or text the program. And the number is 651-461-9226. 651-461-9226. I live in the northern suburbs of Minneapolis, northern Hennepin County, right on the edge. Right across the river from Anoka County. And we didn't get any snow. Doug, did you get snow at your house today?
No, not today. Nope,
oh,
not a bit.
Good. Good. Yeah, it looks like the snow mist is to the south. And we have a major warm-up. By the way, we'll have the weather in about 10 minutes. Hey, Doug, I want to talk a little bit. And I tried to sum it up. And it's a lot more complicated than this. But Anthropic is an AI company, and they have a tool called Claude. And there are people at my full-time job that use Claude already and use it to create reports and all sorts of other things. Well, Anthropic and Claude do work for the federal government, including the Department of Defense, and they got into a battle on Friday. And to sum it up, they said, we want to use the tool for whatever we want to use the tool for. And Anthropic says, well, wait a minute. We don't want it used for surveillance of U.S. citizens, et cetera, et cetera. And you can go online and read what the CEO of the company said. You can go online and read what the Secretary of Defense said and the war of words. The president has come out. But this is a big battle, and it gets into whoever is developing these AI tools. It becomes the government can come in and say, we need that, and we're using it for whatever we want. And it seems to me this is a very big moment.
Oh, it is. Here's the thing. Anthropic is not going to win this. There's just no way. You're talking about the security of defense, the Defense Department. No, they're not going to win. I agree with their position, but I'd like to know what caused this. What triggered it? Did they see some activity from the guys at the cyber division of the U.S. that disturbed them to the point where they went, wait a minute, because they get the statement they made, they don't want it used to do surveillance on American citizens. That's kind of bold. That's kind of a tell, don't you think?
Well,
caught you doing this, and we don't like it. Yeah, yeah. But that, really, it doesn't matter because at the end of the day, Anthropic is not going to win. And when you get computer people they have a tendency of being passive aggressive, kind of quiet, walk away, and I'll take care of you underneath the books. But when they stand up and they say, "Listen, we're taking a big dog stance here," you know what I'm saying? It's not going to be good. It's not going to be good.
Well, and as that battle plays out, and it is worth watching, and once again, Anthropic has made their statements, the Department of Defense, the president has made his statement about the use of the tool. But it does get into something as powerful as AI, and we know allies, adversaries are developing AI, and it is a powerful tool. And you and I have talked about this on the program. And I have spent a lot of time reading about it, watching videos, and not just the kooky videos that pop up. People that I really respect, people that have credibility in the development, not only of AI technology, but the people who observe, shall we say, people's civil rights and people's privacy, etc., and say, the power of this tool and the ability to use AI tools to gather anything and everything we've ever done online and put it into a neat little tidy database on every one of us, the technology's there. It's there.
Well, and then the next step is, now that I have that all compiled, I can tell AI to build this story. And it will. So you can make... You can turn somebody into a terrorist in minutes, and they really aren't. You know what I'm saying? I mean, they get six levels of contact with other people, and it just goes wild. I have to admit, I have played with the AI in Brave browser. It's phenomenal what you can do with this thing in seconds. I asked it to help me understand how my wheelchair, my power wheelchair, was wired. So I could convert it to lithium in seconds. I came back with a step by step, and what really woke up last week was this thing is talking to me in my terms. I mean, it knows enough about me to where even the language it's using, even the pronouns and the verbs, that kind of scared me.
Well, but here's the thing, and in the reading I've done in detail in the last week, and some of the things I viewed. And once again, I try to stick to credible sources, not the crackpots on either end of the spectrum. I try to narrow it down to people with expertise and credentials. And they say what's so crazy about it is that the ability exists, and we've talked about it. Say, for instance, all the emails. I have an old Yahoo account that goes back a long time, a Gmail account that's existed for 15 years. The idea that there are now AI tools that could, in seconds, scan every email I've ever written, any transaction I've made in any bank account, credit card account, etc., anything I've ever posted on social media, the list goes on and on and on. And it gets back to, you start reading this stuff and learning about the capability, and it's like, you want to start deleting accounts. You want to start cashing a check at a cash and paying cash and start wiping out as much of an online presence as you can.
I thought that way for a while, but it's not possible. I mean, it really isn't. You got a cash card that you buy gas with. Cha-ching, they got it. Well, not only that, but they can actually monitor people who aren't ever on the net, who don't have an account, who don't have a phone. They do it through the people they know. It's just, yeah, I get it. I understand. But it's gone too far. There's nothing we can do. Well, when they came out and they, well, not just recently, we're going to start monitoring the cash that you put in your bank, $20 cash. And I have a friend of mine that he like, oh, they'll never be able to track that. I said, yes, they will. Yeah. They'll know that serial number on that bill, and they'll know where it's been from day one until it came back for the 35th time to get cleaned up and washed and sent out again. They will. It's out of hand.
Yeah, and I just want to invite people to take the time to read what they can about it. Once again, credible sources. There's a lot of good ones out there. I'm a big believer in the work right now that a publication like Wired Magazine does. They have a lot of tremendous articles. They have a very good reputation. And it is just fascinating what the people at the heart of this are saying about the capability of AI. And honestly, Claude is a great tool. I've seen coworkers go into our company's software, mine data that is available in our company's software, and put together really nice reports and presentations. It's extremely impressive what this is able to do quickly.
That's the way it should be used. See, and it's like no matter what side they're on, they say, well, you don't understand. You know, we're going to feed this thing ethics and honor and truth and transparency. Doesn't matter. One person, and as far as our government goes, you got to stop and consider that no matter what side of that coin you're on, China, Asia, wherever, Russia, us, they're the heroes in that country, but they're the villains in another. It's just mind-boggling as to what that's bringing to the surface. So we both got AI. My AI is stronger than yours. Has this turned into the weapon of choice? I think it has.
Yeah.
And that's the part that bothers me. That, you know, if we could keep the ethics part and let people on our level, like people you work with, that's the way it's meant to be. That's the way it should work.
Yeah, I think there's one other scary part of it, and this keeps coming up over and over again, and you see titans of industry like Elon Musk or Bill Gates, and you can be in favor of their politics and their personal behavior or very much against their personal politics or behavior. But when they speak and when they talk about AI and the impact on jobs, we're already seeing companies lay off people because these jobs aren't needed anymore. That one person is able to do the work of 5 or 10 with an AI assistant.
Yeah, it's quite the anomaly, and I think that it's snowballing right now. It's getting bigger and bigger every day. I'm convinced of this. I don't know where it's going to end, if it's going to end. I just don't know where to put it all.
There's
so much good that can come from it, but there's so much evil that can come from it too, just with a flip of a switch. That's the part that is just—it's scary. There's going to come a point where we are not going to have any control, and that's the part that bothers me.
Right. I just think there's a lot of jobs right now that are in jeopardy, and I think people need to take a step back and read about it. And we have a lot going on this front, and it seems as though little or no activity from Congress to try and step up and regulate what companies can and can't do, and what's going to happen with all these people whose jobs are just no longer needed. Mm-hmm. And the layoffs, there was a software company this week, employed 10,000, dropped 40% of the jobs. Boom, like that. We don't need them. AI can do the jobs. So
that's a big cut.
Yeah.
Man.
So, yeah.
That's huge.
A lot going on. Well, by the way, Doug, before we go to break.
What I realize, too, is that this isn't just happening in the U.S. This is global.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. Doug, I just want to get a quick one in before the break. And by the way, if you want to visit with Doug here on Tech Talk, 651-461-9226. 651-461-9226. That's good for a call or a text. Texter is interested in a desktop computer. They don't want to spend a ton of money. Use it for leisure. Any recommendations? Get on the internet, etc. And I would assume there are some good machines out there.
There are. I would absolutely be checking at Amazon if they want to put their hands on one. Of course, there's always Micro Center, but be prepared. Prices on all the equipment, prices are up. I think you can still grab a pre-built, that's pretty decent machine at Amazon and save some money. Same at Micro Center. But if you're going to build one from the ground up, be prepared to spend $2,000 to $3,000 minimum. Be prepared to spend $2,000 to $3,000 minimum. Seriously, cheapest video card you can buy again. I don't know whether they're holding back chips or what. It's $500, and it goes up to wherever you want to go. That's just the video.
But they aren't looking for a high end. I mean, these people want something simple. Get on the internet. I mean, you should be able to do that relatively affordably. I would think, you know, something even like a Chromebook. I know it's not a desktop, but You should be able to get a computer and a pretty nice monitor for $500-$600 and do what you needed to do.
Well, I would suggest that they just jump on Amazon and just go right up to the search engine and just put in mini desktop, and they'll come up, and they're small. I'm looking here and they start out at kind of high, but I'm already down to $400. Well, this is a nice machine. It's a minus forum. Mini PC, AMD Ryzen 7, bare bones. I think you might have to add RAM to that, but RAM is still relatively inexpensive at this level. I would think that a monitor, and you're probably going to save money on a monitor. We got monitors everywhere. There's a glut of them all over. So that would be the way to go. But yeah, they can get by. They'll get done for $500. Absolutely. No question.
Yeah, and for some people that don't want to work with Amazon, I get that. There are a lot of options, Costco, Sam's Club, Target. You mentioned Micro Center here in town. You've got the Office, Staples, et cetera, that sell computers as well. But you should be able to find something really nice and nice monitors as well. You should be able to just get a top of the line monitor for $150.
Oh, especially if you're willing to skip something that says refurb or renewed. I have always done really well with that. I would suggest, and I think this too, Costco does a tremendous job at representing the customer to a first party vendor. I couldn't believe it. We bought our Samsung TV there, and I couldn't get through to Samsung. I called Costco 20 minutes later. My TV was fixed. They were on the line with Samsung and me at the same time and stayed with it until it was done. They got more power than we do, Steve. They can sway decisions that we can't sway. It's that's the way to go. And I think Micro Center would just love the business, and they got them set up. You can play with them. And they got all kinds of pre-builds there, all kinds of them. But I'd stick to something a little bit smaller, especially if they want something a little bit light. They should have no problem at all in computers, none whatsoever. They'll have something put together in a couple days, if that.
Yeah,
like I say, if you want to get into a gamer, though, get ready. But dig deep, brother.
Yeah. There are a lot of good options out there, and we mentioned Costco because typically on a lot of this electronic equipment, they will extend the warranty, and they'll do that for free as part of the purchase. I bought a TV there, and they just ultimately doubled the warranty, and that was just part of the purchase price. A quick break. We've got more with Doug. It is Tag Talk. We'll do the weather. And by the way, the number 651-461-9226, 651-461-9226 here on News Talk, 830-WCCO.
I'm Tobin Heath.
And I'm Kristen Press.
We're World Cup champions, Olympians, and the hosts of The Recap Show.
Week in and week out, we sit down with sports legends, cultural icons, and global changemakers to talk everything from clutch games to causes that matter.
This is about creating the future of women's sports, a future that's honest, inclusive, and real.
Join us for our reimagined journey. Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
It is Tech Talk. Doug joining us here on News Talk 830 WCCO. And by the way, show is available in podcast form at WCCORadio.com. I just want to circle back around to AI. I don't want to scare people, and nor do you, Doug, but people need to read about this. And I do believe, and I really believe, whether you're a Republican or a Democrat, if you're ultra-conservative or extremely liberal, whatever it is, that at some way, shape, or form, our government is going to need to step up and protect citizens from AI. I'm convinced of it, and right now it doesn't seem like there is very much being done at all. I really
just like
believe
all
that.
Other governments, our government, just like all the rest of the world governments, they work on a reactive basis, and until something big happens, nothing's going to happen. Nothing's going to take place, and that's the part that I worry about. What are we going to get for the wake up call? I don't want to scare anybody either, but if they it really needs to be researched a little bit so you have a clue what's happening. This is big. This is huge.
Yeah, and we've all seen the results of this. And getting back onto the AI topic, where, you know, a video was manipulated. There's a great example. A U.S. Olympic hockey player appeared in a video, and it was released by the White House. And the guy said, I didn't say anything like that. I wouldn't do that. And it's making the rounds out there on social media. And once again, it was posted by the White House. And this guy said, I didn't do that. And folks, it's just the tip of the iceberg when it comes to, you know, video, audio. It's an extremely powerful tool. We have no idea what's being unleashed. And once again, do yourself a favor and start reading about it and understanding the capability and what people like Bill Gates and Elon Musk and other captains of industry are saying about this tool. Mm-hmm. That's what you need to start reading. What are the billionaires? What are the captains of industry saying about this right now? And I think people need to pay attention to it.
Oh, we do. And the thing is with AI, now you get online and you can just see literally hundreds of tools. Here, just have this for free. They may not be putting your name in it, but everything that you enter is feeding that AI engine. Everything.
Yeah.
I think that in itself is dangerous. The flip side to this is, let's suppose that we have a real recording or a genuine video that was really, guy stand up, that wasn't me. Somebody generated that with AI. That's really going to take the validity away from actual evidence. I don't know about you, Steve, but it makes my head spin.
Yeah, it is complicated, but once again, I just beg people to educate themselves about AI. It is clearly the most technological thing going on in the world right now. Let's go to Jerry in Maple Grove. Jerry is on the line. You're on the air with Doug. Hello.
Yes, hello.
Hi.
I have a HP Envy desktop, and when I log in, I have a 3-digit password. It won't take the keystrokes, or the keystrokes are very slow. And actually, when I get logged in, I mean, an application, whether it's typing or something, it it's so slow, it doesn't even pick up all the letters.
Yeah. One thing I got to tell you right now, your computer is not wearing out. It's not running. It can't think in the same terms of mechanics. What you have is you got all kinds of busy work in the background that's just sucking up all your resources. Very first thing that you need to do is download, install, and run Privazer. P-R-I-V-A-Z, as in zebra, E-R, .com. And it's kind of like the word private, but it's Privazer. P-R-I-V-A-Z-E-R .com. And take the free one and just get your computer cleaned up. Just walk it right through. It doesn't take long to catch on. And that's the very first thing. If this continues, then you need to download and install another free program called ADW Cleaner. And there's no spaces. Letter A, letter W, letter D, letter W, and the word cleaner. Just go to Google and type in ADW Cleaner space plus sign and put in Major Geeks, M-A-J-O-R-G-E-E-K-S. And this particular product is put out by Malwarebytes. It's free. And I suggest that you go to Major Geeks to download it because it's a huge file depository and it'll take you like 3 minutes to get it and get running. Here again, you save it on your desktop if you want. It comes as an executable file. You'll run it. It'll show you what it found. It'll clean it up, and it will reboot your computer, and you're going to be amazed just with these two things. Yeah, you got a garbage dump computer. Happens all the time. But Pervasor probably is your savior. I can almost guarantee it, and I hope that helps.
Yeah, very good. Great call. And Doug, you mentioned about keeping your computer clean and running. Just run down those programs you mentioned one more time, because sometimes people have a hard time keeping up. What are those key programs you directed him to use?
Yeah, well, he's got some type of malware in there for sure that's building things. Like, I almost guarantee it. That one, you can take care of that with ADW Cleaner. That's a free program from Malwarebytes, and you can get it from Malwarebytes as well. It's just going to be quicker going to Major Geeks. Of course, top of the line, though, the best thing he could do is Pervasor, because that's going to clean out his temps, going to get rid of all of the old update files that Microsoft has left on his computer, and it's just going to go through and it's going to scrub his hard drive and scrub things that nobody else gets to. Yeah, that's really it. And you'll be amazed at how well that runs. And I would suggest to this man, if his computer turns from night to day, comes from the dark side over to the Jedi side, he should probably send him $20 or $25. Not right away, after he gets to know it. But contribute to the project. We need projects like this to move forward. And ADW Cleaner has been around for years, and they keep updating it. And they put in a lot of work into this, and they give it away. Well, why do they do that? Because on the Internet, we are our brother's keeper. I help you make your computer run better, mine runs better. And we're just one big happy network. And I think that type of mentality has to continue to grow, and it's growing. Thank goodness. This is very common what he's working with. He just got it all smudged up, and I bet you a lot of that came from the factory, and it's kicked off over time. I had computers that had 5 different antiviruses running in the background, and you couldn't see them. Well, no wonder the damn thing ain't running. Yeah, it's got a clean house.
Yeah, and yeah. It is so important. Another program we want to mention before a quick break, and we've mentioned it all the time over the years, and it is going to Privazer, P-R-I-V-A-Z-E-R. If you have a Windows machine, it is a must.
Top shelf. I wish Linux had a cleaner like this. I keep looking every week. Somebody's going to do one. The Linux system suffers a little bit with this as well. Not near to the point that Windows computers do, but it's as Linux grows in popularity, we're going to start to suffer more. I can guarantee it. It's just the writing's on the wall, Steve. As much as I like Linux and have had a pretty free ride the last 10 years, it's getting more difficult. And I'm hoping that somebody can take that up the... Actually, I'm hoping that the Pervasor company says, we're going to do a Linux version. Oh, my. Oh, I would be over that, all over that so fast. It's scary. Now, they've got some. There's a Bleach Bit, and there's a couple of them like that. And I've used bleached it once, and I ended up reinstalling my machine. So you want something that works and not going to cause you 35 hours worth of extra labor. And Pervasor has done that for me every time, time and time and time again. That computer program is the best thing that's happened to us since the PC. I'm serious. They just do a tremendous, tremendous job.
Yeah, Doug, and I was wondering before we break, and I think it's good for all the Mac users, is there a tool to keep your Mac clean, or isn't that really needed?
You know, before the M5s and the M4s came out, so they got this new operating system, and I'm quite certain that Onyx, O-N-Y-X, just like the Blackstone, and that also is, it's not exactly freeware, but I think it's shareware is what they call this. Yeah, they're going to encourage you to pay, but you don't have to. That does a great job as well. That does things in any of the OS X's, any of the versions of OS X, you'd be just rocking and rolling. I can almost guarantee that they have expanded into the M4 and M5 as well. And then there's another one, Clean My PC, that does a great job with Macs. It doesn't go as far as Onyx. It's a little bit easier to use, and that's a pay program. I don't know if they give trials, but if they do, you're not going to get the whole enchilada until you get money. So on the flip side, I should have mentioned this too. I was just taking a quick scan for computers. You can buy a Mac Mini at Micro Center for $300 and some, brand new. I'm going, what? So yeah, the inexpensive ones are still there. But I guarantee you the prices of all equipment is raising, and I think it's going to get big. It scares me a little.
All right, Doug, quick break. We'll come back, put a bow on it in a moment. If you want to visit with Doug about your computer, hardware, software, whatever, feel free to call or text the program, 651-461-9226, 651-461-9226, here on News Talk, 830-WCCO. It is Tech Talk. Doug Swinhart in here for a few minutes. And, Doug, we want to go to Lindsay. She had someone call in, couldn't hang on the line. Lindsay, what do you got?
That's right. Steve from Savage. We love when the South Side tunes into the old 830-WCCO. He's asking for about a battle of cleaners. He uses the Pervasor. He uses the ones that you usually recommend, Doug, but he's wondering, will they battle with each other? Is there a way that they could get in each other's way?
Resident programs. But I would say this. If he's using Pervasor, there isn't really a whole lot more he would want to get other than perhaps ChrisTitus.com, which is kind of he's a one-man band, but he does great work. And he's got a Windows utility that just fits like a hand in a glove with Pervasor. That would be the only two I would use on any Windows computer. The cleaner programs are... Well, NC Cleaner is still there. It's a decent program. It just doesn't go as far as Pervasor, and it just doesn't do as much with the drive as your hard drive, cleaning up your data. Pervasor is, it should be a staple. I think it should be sold with every Windows computer that gets pushed out the outer retail door. It really should. He's probably using them in conjunction. I'll bet money if he keeps a log, he will find when his machine runs the best if he's doing benchmarking as well. That would be the next thing. Is got to make sure they test it. But you don't want to wear out your solid-state drive by cleaning it and trimming it four times a day. Overuse with solid-state circuitry can damage your data. But, yeah, Pervasor is it. That's really all you would need.
Okay, and Lindsay, we've got another caller on the line.
That's right, Bob from Hopkins.
All right, Bob. Bob, what do you got?
Thanks for taking my call. I have a Dell Vostro running Windows 11, and from time to time it will shut down, give me a black screen, and says it has to restart. And I've gotten an error code 2000-0122.
That sounds to me like heat. But there, you know, if you're getting and if you go to Dell and put in your 8-digit ID, and you don't have to buy anything. You just go in there and put that error code in. they may tell you what it is. This is a laptop, right?
Yeah. No, it's a desktop. And I have done that. Yeah. And what they've said is they've replaced RAM. And I think the RAM from Dell is about $300 or $400. The computer's 5 years old.
You don't want to get it there. Give me a call next week. I'll find your RAM.
Okay.
And it's really not that difficult to put in. It really isn't. You take off the case, you take out the old by just pushing down the little prongs on each side of the module. And in fact, I'll find a movie or a video that you can see. But yeah, that's and RAM prices are raising too. So if you're going to do this, I would do it soon.
All right, Doug, very good. We've got to get to one more, and then we've got to wrap up the show. Thanks for the call, Bob. Quick thing on RAM. Let's stop there. If he's able to look at a video, would it help if he reseated the RAM, if he pulled it out and carefully put it back in, or does he just need more RAM?
Oh, that would be the first thing I'd suggest to him. Is just, he's probably got two or four. And yeah. I would change the slots as well. And I wouldn't even unplug the desktop because that keeps it grounded. But when he opens and pulls off the cover, lay his forearm down someplace on the frame so he's grounded also. And then just take him out and put him in a different slot. You make the RAM, random access memory chips, remap. That's huge. That might fix it all for another 2 or 3 years easily. Could be done. Good point, Steve. I forgot that. Thank you.
Yeah, so that's worth a try. Take a look at a video. I guarantee you there's one for the model of your computer somewhere on YouTube. Real quick one. Doug, it looks like Raj in Champlin, he says TurboTax only works on Windows 11. Have you heard that?
I thought TurboTax was going all online. I think there's two versions, and it could be. Intuit has had a tendency of hooking their wagon behind the Microsoft horse, so to speak.
Yeah.
It wouldn't surprise me if they did that for the local copies. But I'm pretty sure Nancy uses TurboTax when she does her taxes, and it's all web-based. I think you can buy it in either flavor.
Yeah, my daughter does it online, but I think for the local, Windows 11 is required. If you're going to have a local copy, buy it and keep it on your machine. It requires Windows 11. Hey, we got to run, Doug. Great show. A lot of calls, a lot of texts today. Once again, folks, read up on AI. Find out the latest.
Oh, indeed.
Stay in tune on what's going on, the latest in the Department of Defense and the government and all these AI tools. Stay on top of this.
You want
to know what's going on. All right, Doug, your phone number and email.
651-552-9543 and admin at wccotech.com. WCCOTECH.com. 651-552-9543. And AI is affecting our lives right now.
Yeah. There is no doubt. You have to educate yourself and try to find credible sources and read about it. Read what the experts are saying about the capabilities in the near term and the long term. It's unbelievable. We have the news. We have the weather at 4 in a moment.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.